This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. 2 hours to go as it's the fourth hour of the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Eric Nadel coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll hit what you're drinking and what you're thinking, and then LA Live. Before we get there, though, in addition to the finest, Eric?
Let's do this thing, ladies and gentlemen. Looks like Dave Portnoy is doing some pizza reviews out here in D-Town. Just gave somebody in Dallas a pizza review of a 7.1.
Okay.
But he said he had a little bit of bias because he liked the frozen pizza brand that it reminded him of.
Oh, okay.
So he said it was a mix between cafeteria pizza and some other kind of pizza. I can't remember. But
you know, I think before Dave, I've probably been the biggest critic of DFW pizza. So I'm not surprised that an outsider would find those results.
He should have gone to Zalat's.
I know. We have some great pizza now, and it's starting to build up. Like, in the early days of craft beer, most of it was terrible here in DFW.
Yeah.
Over time, now we're cranking out good stuff.
So we're improving. I've never heard of the place that you went to, Pizza Layla?
Yeah, it seems like it was a pizza place inside of a hotel. So I don't know if this was, like, recommended to him or if this was just, like, most convenient for where he was staying or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not a place that I had heard of as well.
I don't think hotel pizza in general could possibly be good.
Well, definitely don't get one from a vending machine.
Oh, the Vegas vending machine pizza. I'm still paying the price for that. I had one bite and spit it out. I
mean, it was a fun trial just to like do it and say that we did. But
oh, for sure. Yeah,
That was a one-timer.
Worth it for the content. Congratulations to Bill Belichick here. He is the number one headline in football's finest today, as TMZ Sports reporting, Bill Belichick, the GOAT, reportedly dating 24-year-old former cheerleader,
jeez,
Jordan Hudson. How old is Bill?
I mean, this 70. Is a 70.
Eight? He's 70? 70 years old?
I think he's older than that.
He's older than 70, 71 or 72.
75, I want to say.
No days off, day by day. Guy got the Riz. 24-year-old. She's a cheerleader. I don't know if this is a former Patriots cheerleader. Can somebody do some recon for me on Jordan Hudson, please? 24-year-old. Now, I do have this little excerpt here. I see a photo of him and her on what looks to be some type of yacht situation, maybe Arthur Blank's yacht when he was interviewing for the Falcons job he never got when he got flown out to Ibiza or whatever. But I'm seeing from the TMZ report here, according to one of Hudson's former cheerleading teammates, Hudson first met the 72-year-old, so Bill's 72. They met on a flight from Boston to somewhere in Florida way back in 2021. So he's just been putting that work in over the course of the last 3 years.
Charmed her, swept her off her feet.
Exactly. You know how Bill can be romantic like that.
Hey, Bill, let me see that bank account.
Guess what? They bonded over a philosophy project that the student athlete had been working on.
Nice.
Jeez.
What are you doing later? Want me to help you out with your graduate paper?
They've been dating for a while.
I get your ear on that one.
No wonder he was so smiley at that roast.
Man, I wish this information would have came out before that roast.
They would have
worked old Belichick.
That would have been a content-rich environment.
Yeah, they would have worked them. Wow, that's kind of weird,
Isn't
man.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
If you were
you got to watch it.
If you were 72 years old, I think a lot of guys, if they found themselves single, would love to date a 24-year-old.
Especially if you had that paper like that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
she's not going to like you unless you have that paper.
Gotta
she's
paper.
Out for that Bella check.
That's yeah. right.
I'm waiting for him to get Al Pacino'd.
Oh,
that could
man.
Happen. Or Robert De Niro'd.
Yeah, he needs to watch Clipped God. Right now. He needs to go watch Clip, bro. Don't get caught up out here.
This is his right-hand arm man, his confidant, his silly cat or whatever. What is it? Silly,
whatever.
Silly stupid, something.
Stupid nickname was.
Stupid.
You should have known then, bro.
This Clip show, I mean, it's got my attention because I'm in on the
it.
Story.
It's been fun. But I'm watching
the casting and some of the stuff has been a little hilarious.
Yeah, it's like a Lifetime casting situation.
It absolutely is. Bill
I don't think she was an NFL cheerleader. I think she just did
maybe
like
a collegiate
college cheerleader.
Where did she attend university?
Nauset High. That's a high school co-ed varsity cheerleader.
Is she
a University of Central Arkansas?
Ah, she's okay. So she's not a. He got a Southern girl. Hmm. He didn't get a mass hole.
He did,
which makes sense.
He also got a subscription to Blue Chew.
Seriously, man. Honestly, respect to him.
You're gonna need it, bro.
Still,
not a boy
getting it done.
Protect your assets.
No way he's got as much stamina as PJ Carlissimo, but clearly
no.
Clearly enough to get the job done, though.
Oof, Bill.
Salute to him.
Could you see like,
wow, Mr. Belichick? Think she calls him coach?
Oh yeah, for sure.
That was probably one of his like, hey, we're gonna do this, but you have to call me coach.
It's time for some film study, coach.
Yeah.
Coach you up on a few things.
Just do your job. Just do your job.
How about the time he was walking out when they got him with the doorbell cam? No shirt, just walking out.
You think this was her trailer that he was leaving?
I was wondering if he was leaving her place.
It's possible. I mean, apparently they've been together since like 2022.
And they've kept it quiet the whole time?
Yeah, she was sneaking into Patriot games, watching her man coach.
How old is she right now?
24. Oh.
22.
Yeah, it would have looked weird to college senior.
Fail.
Wow.
Tell you what, man. Hey, geez.
He probably bar crawled with her on her 21st birthday.
Bonded on a project, huh? That's
what you philosophy said? Project, I got some philosophies.
Yeah.
I actually got a D in philosophy.
A little tired tonight, coach. No days off.
All right, I got the Madden 25 99 club. If I told you one quarterback was 99 overall.
I don't know. This is a tough one.
Could you guess it?
I mean, I don't if it's know not if I'm enough of a football.
Okay, okay. Let me help. Here's
side
the hint.
By side,
here's
please.
The hint.
I need
here's the
side
hint.
By side here.
Here's the hint. Okay. It's not Dak Prescott.
Damn it.
Okay. Thanks for whittling that down.
I mean, there's so many good ones out there. I mean, could it be Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson? Lamar Jackson did just win the MVP again.
All right, this was a brain buster, so I'll give this one to you guys. It was actually Patrick Mahomes.
Damn it.
They kind of went left field on it. It's controversial right now, but that is who they deemed 99. So
I guess they don't value regular season stats, Chief.
It's frustrating as much to you as it is to me.
Do we have Dax rating, though? Is he in the 90 club?
I'm only looking at the 99s. I'm sorry. We do have a running back who is 99 overall, and the hint here is it is not the newly numbered 15 Ezekiel Elliott.
Christian McCaffrey?
It's probably the guy on the cover.
Good call. Good call, Brian
ding,
Broaddus.
Ding, 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 ding.
You have two receivers, 99 overall.
In the spirit of
Justin
AC/DC,
Jefferson
have a drink
would
on
be
it.
A good guess.
Justin
here.
Jefferson, you nailed it.
Okay. The other one.
What are you looking for?
It's got to be CeeDee Lamb.
The 99 overall wide receivers. There's two of them.
Puka Nacua.
It is not. It is not Puka Nacua.
Is it the other LSU receiver, Jamar Chase?
It's not.
Wow.
Hill.
Tyreek Hill. Yep.
Ah, the
Jefferson
cheetah.
And Hill.
I wonder if he finally gets 100 speed.
No, that is only for Devin Hester.
Ah, cheetah, come on. You're right, actually. He's no longer even the fastest player in the league. Xavier Worthy should be 100 speed.
That's right. And Travis Kelce is your 99 overall tight end. There's not a single defensive player in the sport that Madden thinks is 99 overall.
Micah Parsons.
Huh? Miles Garrett?
Not even.
T.J. Watt?
Miles, Micah, Parsons, Garrett.
Max Crosby?
Not any of those guys. Mad Max?
Well,
none of them.
There's going to be some. Yeah, we're going to be seeing tweets about that during the season.
It's a bit of a slap in the face.
Deron Bland?
Walchuk mentioned the new Super Bowl rings that the Chiefs received. As a team, I guess last
night.
Last night
at a party. I was 25 years too late on that.
On the rings,
on the big
rings, the pimped out rings.
Yeah,
but I would imagine your ring compared to like,
we're from the era where you can still wear the ring. Today's era, you really can't wear the ring.
It's like too big.
It's too big. It's too big. Shiny.
Too big.
It's just, it's attention grabbing. Well, unless you want to pick up a young cheerleader.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm sure Bill was wearing all.
Or you let the Russian.
Six of his Super Bowl rings or whatever.
Putin will steal it from you.
Apparently, this Chiefs ring, though, for all the detail that went into this, apparently the Super Bowl ring for the Chiefs has a bit of a typo.
Uh-oh.
As on the inside of the ring,
like the
portion that's actually like sliding, that's touching your finger, that has like all of the scores and stuff of like the teams they beat in the playoffs. And next to those teams, it has their seed in the playoffs.
Yes.
And
I did see that.
For their first round matchup versus the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Dolphins were the sixth seed, but they have here that they were the seventh seed.
Oh.
So, I mean, it's like, it's not that big of a deal, but at the same time, you're like, so much went into this.
That's a big deal.
No, you go up to
guy. Every one of these rings.
Hey, Justin's would never.
The Steelers were the seventh seed.
Yeah, let me see a ring, and you take it off. That's the first thing you're looking at.
Let me look at that seven-seeded Miami Dolphins, huh? Yeah. Fake news over here. You ball-sacking us?
Yeah.
I think maybe the Chiefs start to lose attention to detail, you know, after a couple.
They're
obsessing
apart
over the first couple ones.
Yeah, they're falling apart now.
Indeed. That third one's just going to be all over the place. It's going to be like a – that third one's going to be like have a Niners logo on it.
No typos on the Rangers rings. I think theirs are still better.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best championship. When's the next ring day, Adoles? When's that? Is that next week?
I don't know.
It's in July at some point.
Oh, is it in July?
Yeah, it's in July.
Okay. I think there's a replica Marcus Simeon postseason jersey.
Oh, we get a bat.
Those things are sweet. Oh, the bat is coming up too.
Silver slugger bat. Get a bat.
Coming up. I don't know. First 10,000 coming up very soon, though, at Globe Life Field. And we will be.
According to Dawson, you don't want to be out there on
Monday. We'll be at Globe Life Field on Monday.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't wait in line for a bobblehead. That's all I said. And I stand by that.
What else you say?
I'm going to go ahead and jump on that bandwagon. I thought the ring was great. I think the Silver Slugger bats are amazing. Those Simeon jerseys they do are great.
A jersey would be worth it, too.
I'll tell you the jerseys I like, with the cross-promotion jerseys of, like, Dallas Stars with the Rangers.
The Cowboys one's coming up. We better get some Cowboy jerseys up in here, man.
Hmm.
Okay, speaking of, I have the NFL Players Association.
I never quit on them.
You did. You quit in the last playoff game, the Green Bay. I'm never doing this again.
Well, I mean, I think anybody with a brain was quitting on him.
I quit too. I was with you. We were walking out of there.
It was disgusting. I said to myself, I don't know if I can do this anymore.
You did. You and I walked across that field and we're like, they need to get somebody else to do this.
This was just.
Seriously. It was
defeating, dude.
Y'all were about to hang him up.
We walk. Zach and I walk across the field after every and just kind of talk about what happened. And I remember Zach and I like, I don't want to do this anymore. I just don't.
Like taking the calls and trying to just to be somewhat. It's just, it's a beating. I mean, the last two playoff losses have just sucked the life out of me, really.
Yeah.
It's just
not tough. In a good way.
No. Not in that 24-year-old cheerleader way.
The NFL PA just released the top 10. That was a Bill Belichick joke. He's dating a 24-year-old.
Mm.
They met on an airplane.
Yeah.
Bonded over homework.
Homework.
I have the top 10 highest NFL player sales list for the season.
For what?
Jerseys? For the NFL. This is like all merchandise, so I guess it's mostly jerseys.
Okay.
But I'm going to give it to you on Monday as we broadcast live at Globe Life Field.
Let's go, dude. I love that. What a terrific idea. It is time now for the Eric Nadel Show.
Ooh.
And then it'll be time for What You Drinking
and what You Thinking
here. This is the G-Bag Nation on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Shoot, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segments brought to you by Soda. That's state of the art. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And the Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. We'll get what you drink and what you think and started here momentarily. It is time to chat with Eric Nadel, and today's broadcast is presented by the Texas Lottery. The Texas Lottery proudly supports Texas education and veterans. Look for teacher ticket specials at rangers.com. Brought to you by the Texas Lottery. And a good afternoon slash evening, Eric. How the heck are you?
I am doing great. Love in Seattle. It's 60-ish and nice and refreshing.
Seattle's a roadie you don't want to miss, loving all that music up there, huh?
Yeah, it's probably my number one city. If you could tell me I could only go to one city a year on the road, I'd probably choose Seattle.
So what are your haunts? What are your favorite things to do?
Well, I love the music here. There's some small venues that I really like that hold like a couple of hundred people. One is called the Triple Door. One is Demetrio's Jazz Alley, where tomorrow night I plan to see this jazz guitar player named Bill Frisell. And Crocodile Cafe is one of my favorites, too, for rock bands.
So this is perfect for you, it being on a weekend and everything. And when we're excited to see this ball club coming off two great wins over the Dodgers with the pitchers playing well, could this be a turning point for the season, Eric? Are you feeling it at all? Momentum shifting in the right way?
Well, maybe. You know, when we thought that Sunday, we thought Sunday was maybe the most important game of the year. That getaway game against the Giants, the Rangers really needed to win, and they won, and they won big. And we figured they would take that into L.A. and carry that over. And then, of course, they got destroyed in the first game of that series. But the way they bounced back in the last two games, I would think they've got to be in a pretty good state of mind coming into this series. And I am never one to, emphasize the importance of a series, prior to the halfway point. But this is clearly the biggest one the Rangers have played so far.
It was incredible watching D-Rob work the last two nights. How impressive was that? I know he kind of went ahead and was like, not that big of a deal. But to be able to strike out Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, and Freddie Freeman in two consecutive nights to help your team win in the eighth, how impressive was that?
It's amazing. I mean, you can't make mistakes to those guys and get away with them. So you're talking about, virtually perfect pitching to be able to strike out those three guys. And on consecutive nights, after they've had a look at him the night before, that makes the second night even more impressive.
What is it about him? He can throw it right there in the strike zone, and his guys just aren't ready for it. They look at it, it's gone. What is it about him as a pitcher that's so tough for some of these stars?
I think it's all about location. I think it's all about he always hits his spot. It's like there's never anything down the middle. And, that cutter seems to get on people faster than the radar gun shows. And the curveball is just, it's a different pitch than most guys have. It's a short curveball. It's not a big roundhouse. It has a sharper break, I think, than most curveballs. It has that downward action that gets him and misses.
How do the Rangers match up with the Mariners right now?
Well, it's when you come in here, you expect a pitcher's duel. And at least the Rangers have been playing that type of baseball lately and, showed in L.A. they can pull out some of those close games. But the Mariners pitching has just been sensational. In the month of June, their ERA is actually below 3. They're still well below average in runs scored, but they win with pitching and more pitching. And the Rangers are facing three of the best this weekend. They pushed Luis Castillo back a day, so all the starters would have an extra day, and equally important, so he could pitch in this series instead of pitching against the woeful White Sox yesterday. And, you would expect a few low-scoring games. The Rangers tonight, you got to figure, will be without Robertson and Yates. So if they get to a closing situation, you would imagine it would be Jose Questions, how do they get to the clerk? Who would get the seventh and the eighth inning tonight? I'm sure that would be dictated a lot by matchups. But, Johnny Hernandez would certainly figure in there. Maybe even Brock Burke would get his, first key action since coming back.
Hey, Erica, you always talk about guys that might kind of scuffle along, and Adolis has been scuffling the last couple of, couple of months here. But I was going to ask you last night, very well, is these the types of things you talk about maybe carrying over? I mean, is it one good game that maybe could get a guy out of some bad plate appearances?
Sometimes that's all it takes. Sometimes it's a couple of lucky hits that does it. You know, one thing about last night, you know, the Rangers came up with their three runs, and they did it on a variety of soft hits.
Right.
You know, they had a lot of good luck last night, and they haven't had a lot of good luck offensively this year. You know, you don't like to blame things on luck, but the baseball guys have not shined on them as often as they have on the other hitters, you know, based on what we've seen. And, you know, maybe that's the worm is turning thing happening starting with last night. You certainly hope so. But in the case of Adolis, you know, he's not hitting in bad luck. He's back to chasing a lot.
Sure.
And that always seems to be the case when he's not going well.
We were talking earlier, Eric, about Boch and moving up the all-time managerial wins list, and Brian was giving us a little bit of a history lesson that managers used to wear full suits in the dugout. Do you remember that? When did that change? And would you like maybe an honorary, hey, we got a suit night here for all the managers across Major League Baseball?
I actually don't remember it. Wear a suit in the dugout was Bert Schotten, who managed the Dodgers back in the early 50s. The idea of wearing a uniform anyway is interesting. The baseball manager or head coach, you know, is the only one who's supposed to come out on the playing surface during the course of a game, which is why they wear a uniform. But I always thought it's kind of silly. And especially now that you see coaches in other sports, you know, wearing more athletic wear, you know, wearing a golf shirt or a hoodie. And, you know, the managers are wearing hoodies now anyway. Why do they have to wear baseball pants?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, why can't they just wear some golf pants or some nice warm-up pants? You know, why do they have to wear the baseball pants?
Good stuff as always, Eric. But before we let you go, we got to know what you're drinking and what you're thinking.
Well, you know, I'm thinking as I sit here in T-Mobile Park with the roof closed, but it's still being an open-air park, that this is in a lot of ways the most unique park in baseball. It's the only one that has a roof that really serves as an umbrella. You know, it's the only one that has a roof that still feels, you know, totally like a baseball park and not at all like an arena or a multi-purpose facility. And, you know, people who like going to other ballparks should have this very high on their list. And I think this one tends to get forgotten, you know, in the love thrown to San Francisco and San Diego and Pittsburgh and some of the other, you know, really good-looking new parks. But this one, for me, is fabulous. Last night I had a chance to get in here ahead of the team, enjoy the sunset, you know, along the waterfront, and look over at this ballpark and the scaffolding of it. And we don't know it because we sit inside it. The scaffolding at night is that hot pink color that the phone company that sponsors the park uses. And it's really dazzling, you know, from afar. And everything about this place, I just love.
Well, we love that, man. And I hope you have a great weekend up there. Chat with you next Friday.
All right. And I'm in Seattle, so of course I'm drinking coffee.
There he goes. Eric Nadel, Seattle's best coffee. Very popular up there. So is Starbucks. Corey Seager, good to go tonight. I believe so. Yeah, that's pretty sure we're gonna
lineup not out yet.
Well, it is time now for that one segment of the week where you're encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That's right, it's time for what you're drinking and what you thinking at 877-881-1053. Line them up now. As I did state earlier, I'm going to hold you to a hard 45 seconds here. We have a lot of people that want to get in, so please get to us, tell us what you're drinking and what you are thinking. And salute to Eric, brought to you by the Texas Lottery. The Texas Lottery proudly supports Texas education and veterans. Look for teacher ticket specials at Rangers.com, brought to you by the Texas Lottery. I'm drinking this fabulous 12-ounce Heineken 0.0, and this NA beer is outstanding. Thank you very much, Brian,
no problem,
for picking these up for me. I love that. I'm thinking our cat Sonny found a honey hole of baby rabbits. We Googled it. Baby rabbits leave their nest 2 weeks in, so they're tiny. They're easy. And he keeps bringing them back one by one and playing with them. He murdered one, but now we're on the lookout for it. We're capturing the bunnies and relocating them to the park about 2 miles from the house. It's been a traumatic experience for the 2.5-year-old.
I bet, dude. Yeah. Kitty cat brings up a...
Yeah.
Dead bunny.
Came home last night and Remy runs up to me and goes, Daddy, Sonny grabbed this bunny and it was screaming like this. Wee, wee, wee.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, we'll do our best to get him. But Brian,
good
what do
cat.
You?
Good cat, by the way. Good cat. I like when dogs and cats do stuff like that.
It's not killing them quick, though.
No. It's the cats.
Right?
They play with them like that.
Yes.
Did they show you?
Yeah.
Cats used to come show you. Look what I did,
so
man.
So proud.
Yeah, look
it's
at this.
It's hanging out right here. You can come see it. I'll knock it in the face. Oh, thinks it's getting away. Look, boss. So proud. Here's Brian with what he's drinking and thinking.
Yeah, I'm still working on these transfusions. We're done with the bottle of vodka, so we're out.
Is that transfusion number four for you?
It's, At least. We're going. We're just having a good old time here. And what I'm thinking is can Chiafalo's family come over and give you an education on how to deal with pet trauma? You know, like, his daughters can maybe help your daughter understand that sometimes bad things happen to animals,
yeah.
You know? And I think the Chiafalos, if they come over, they'll be able to explain.
She can come to the ranch with us in Mineral Wells next time for the raccoon hunting that goes down.
Yeah. So, what I'm thinking is just call Eric and his family up, have them come over. They'll explain everything. Your daughter will be just fine.
Yeah, they need to hang out for sure, Chief. What you drinking and thinking?
I am drinking Transfusion number 4, courtesy of Broad, as hell of a cocktail.
Tear it up.
Cheers to you, sir. And I am thinking, what is going down right now at Rocco's Tavern in Omaha, Nebraska for the College World Series?
Omaha!
And the greatest competition that is not baseball related is the Jello Shot Challenge. And every university that is in the midst of the College World Series gets a crack at it with their fan base to consume the most Jello shots over the course of the College World Series. I had the Tennessee Volunteers just shot in the dark style. 2,358 Jello shots already for Tennessee in the Volunteer fan base right now.
Talk about Rocky Top.
That's true. I guess it started sometime yesterday in the late afternoon, evening, and then has now proceeded. So this is sort of day two to some extent. But Tennessee's in the lead by a wide margin. Second place is North Carolina and their Tar Heel fan base, 1,245.
Mm. Woo. Dang, dude. Getting after it.
Tennessee's crushing.
Pick it up, Florida State.
The kids have arrived.
That's right.
Well, Chuck, drinking, thinking?
Yeah, I've been drinking on these transfusions. Thank you very much, Brian. These have been absolutely fantastic. And I'm just laughing at the Astros. That's what I'm thinking. They had to release Jose Abreu today, who's been terrible all year long. He's owed more than $30 million on his free agent deal that he signed last year. So they're paying him basically to not play for them.
Let's go.
And I love it. Go bleep yourselves, Houston.
940 domestic cats are the number one killer on the planet. I believe it.
Yeah.
Sonny's a force of nature. Lucius, drinking, thinking?
Sonny had five fingers, but he only used three. I'm drinking Glacier water. I'm about a few sips away from a gallon. Worked the whole gallon in today.
Yes, I did.
Thinking, I'm going to have a long night, boys. We're going to have a long night. It's going to start with me leaving here to go pick up some Chinese takeout. Then I'm going to watch the Mavs and the Rangers together at the same time I'm at the TV's on, you know, boom, boom, boom.
And then,
after that, you already know, bro, there's three episodes of The Boys that I have not seen. It's just dropped.
Nice.
I'm watching The Boys on Amazon all night. I don't care if I got to drink coffee. I'm staying up to watch this.
You won't even need it.
I saw that when I opened.
You can't stop watching.
When I opened the Fire Stick last night, I saw that. I have not seen a single episode.
I love it, dude.
I get like 3+ seasons of binging. You guys have totally sold me. It's time now to go to your phone calls at 877-881-1053. And line one is our guy, Rodeo Ron. You're in the nation, Ron. What you drinking? What you thinking?
I'm Tim.
Tim! Wait a minute.
I heard the ding, Gavin. And
Yeah,
that's okay, Lucius. I can knock it out real quick.
Bring it.
All right. Gavin, I'm drinking margarita because it's damn hot, and I think I got to be quick, so let's get started. Boy, what a week. The Mavericks are backed up against the wall. The Rangers are playing hot and cold. The Cowboys are getting ready for a repeat season of 1989 instead of 2024, and I got pine trees laying all over the damn place.
Oh, no.
Eric, you know you boys are my number one DoorDash boys. Lucas, you need to get a saddlebag, put that tequila in it, and just ride this Sunday.
Yeah.
Brian, I hope you have a good weekend with Bennett.
Thank you.
And Gavin, son, you need to get out of that city and have a mental enema in Elkhart, Texas.
I love you all.
And you know what? The reason why the Aggies are going to lose the Jello Shot contest, because they're all drunk at the George Strait. concert tomorrow.
That's right. Thanks, Tim. Thanks, he texted Jimmy. In yesterday. He said, they don't know my family if you think there's no alcoholics from A&M. I think he just told me I had poop for brains, though, in a very East Texas
enema?
Way.
Is that a mental enema?
Mental enema?
Yeah, you got a city brain.
Here's Bruce line two.
I hope it's Bruce.
You're in the nation, Bruce. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Hey, what's up, boys? I'm having a few Miller Lights on this great Friday.
Let's go.
And I'm thinking the Rangers are on the swing up. Our 2023 World Series champions. They're going to go to Seattle and win 2 out of 3 this weekend. Hey, let's go, boys. Let's go, Rangers.
Yeah, I like this. Bye, boys. I like this, yeah.
That's the kind of optimism
I
love.
Yeah, I like this, yeah.
Now, way different than our 4 o'clock guest, Mr. Spielborgs, who said, well, you're just not going to do it. Nobody's repeated as champions. The Mavs are going to lose tonight. Watch us on Apple TV, DFW.
Yeah, yeah. Just came in with negative energy. Sucked, I wanted to tell him to just go kick rocks, bro. We can talk another time.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing that myself.
I just wanted to dump it real quick.
Oh, we lost him. Yeah, oh, we lost him there.
Oops. Dang.
Apparently he's a sweet, sweet man, though. Well, so maybe it was just a bad day.
I had to be Walchuk's get back coach during that segment. He was getting ready to tear his ass up.
Some people, they're just not good at trash talking. It seems too serious.
Oh, broadcasting?
Fun. Yeah. Oh, wow.
I didn't say that.
Is he the play-by-play guy?
I didn't say that. It was Woolchuck.
Dopestick Dave is on line 3. You're in the
Dopestick
nation.
Dopestick Dave?
Yeah, what's he drinking sick. And what you thinking,
sick.
Dave?
Oh, Dave. Okay, sick.
What's going on, fellas? I'm drinking an ice-cold bottle of water. I don't know how you could be drinking anything else other than that right now.
I hear you.
Okay.
Gentlemen, incredible. Yeah. Hear me out. All right.
Fired.
Yeah.
Every single time I call in, I always talk about being realistic. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. And usually it's about, you know, whenever we're talking about the Cowboys. But hear me out for a second. What did we all say when the Mavs were up 3-0 and we lost game 4 against the Timberwolves? We said, uh-oh, we go back to Minnesota. We're probably going to be up 3-2 now. They're going to win another game. We got this in the bag. No one's coming back from 3-0, but it's a little scary. I think we all thought that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't it be the case in this situation?
Put that fear in them. I love it, Dave.
Saying.
That's your 45 seconds. We hung with you. You said it, and you said it well. I need a win tonight, and I need to see the Mavs getting easy shots, high percentage looks, not struggling to find chances, and then I'll believe. Get over 100 points for the first time in the series, maybe I'll believe. Big Jim's on line 4. You're in the nation. Jim, what you drinking? What you thinking?
Well, fellas, it's good to talk to you. It's been a little bit. I diluted my ice cubes with a little whiskey this afternoon. It's good. Lord, it feels like it's 100 degrees down here in Round Rock. But, you know, I've been thinking about the Mavericks a little bit. I've been thinking about the Rangers. But I got to say, this Bill Belichick dating this 24-year-old just kind of got my brain off in the gutter. You know, he's got 3 kids,
yeah.
And he's got a daughter who's darn near 40. She's like a lacrosse coach.
She is.
You know, I don't know what quite to think about all this. It's a little strange for me. I'll say this, Bryce, you probably ought to hop on the bandwagon.
I'm going with that. Like I like what Bill's doing here.
There's probably a couple 25-year-olds that get up with you, so I think y'all try it. Hey, boys, it's good to listen to you.
Uh-huh.
Have a good one. Go Mavs, go Rangers, and we'll see what happens with the Cowboys.
Salute to you.
Future.
Take care, Big Jim.
Oh, yeah, Big Jim, love the voice.
I mean, shoot for Belichick territory.
Yeah.
Settle for mid-30s. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Bill, he's got the paper, though. To do this, you got to have the paper, you know?
Sure, Daddy.
And he's got the bona fides.
Yeah, you got to have
the paper. I mean, that resume is legit.
Paper makes it happen that way for the young ones.
You do make a hell of a taco burger, though.
I can cook.
Tell you that much.
I can cook.
Polo's on line 5. Sure, what you drinking? What you thinking, Polo?
What's going on, fellas? I just got to the hospital last month, so I'm not supposed to be drinking nothing. But I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking. Giofalo, I wish you uncover your head, man, because you got your head covered up like most Mavericks fans. Even if we do lose, I'm still proud of my team because three weeks ago, we were on top of the world as a sports city, the Mavericks, Stars. I don't know what's wrong with the Rangers, the Wings. I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Only hope we got right now to hope for the summer is hopefully Shaquarius Richardson can maybe win the gold.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm proud of my Mavericks. I love my team. I don't care about Boston, Massachusetts. They want Jason Tatum to be the face of the NBA anyway. That's why he's on all the commercials. But F that dude. I'm going for my Mavericks, D-Town. And I'm telling you right now, Rangers, we're not going to repeat, man, because they just too high on that win they got last year. We're not going to repeat. I don't care. I'm still a Rangers fan, but we're not going to do it. I still love my team.
Yep.
But Stars, I don't know what's wrong with Pavelski gone, Gavin, Dawson, I love you, buddy. Lucas, I love you. I got my boy with me. Just turned a month tomorrow. He'll be a month tomorrow. Yeah. Broadus, I still love you.
Thank you.
Woodchuck, you my boy. But man, get your hand off your face. I'm looking at you on TV, man. Let's go, Dallas.
He's been drinking all afternoon.
The transfusion.
Leave my guy out.
Love you, Polo.
He's kicking my tail right now, Polo. I'm sorry.
That opens a line at 877-881-1053. War Pig, you're in the nation. Line hey, six. What hey, you drinking? What hey, you thinking, Pig?
Hey, let me tell you what. I'm drinking the Blue Smurf Powerade because I'll tell you why. I'm still at work, and I'm thankful to be at work. I was in a car wreck. Mm. I had my foot worked on. I was out for 3 months, but I'm at work, baby. And there the Mavericks are playing, so come on. Hey, guess what? Vacation is getting paid for. I have a problem with electricians. I have a problem with HOAs. But
yeah,
work.
Me too.
Hey. Let's go.
Aye.
Let's go, Mavs.
Yes, sir.
Let's go, Cowboys.
There he goes, War Pig. Line seven is Kenny and Quinlan. What you drinking and what you thinking, brother?
Guada.
Guada.
Peach mango frozen margarita with two shots of rock and roll tequila.
There you go.
Shout out to Amazing Broadus family.
Thank you.
Shout out to my hockey-playing grandsons, Landon and Maxon, and shout out to Rodeo Ron. He's working. That's why he can't call in.
Legend.
Shout out to all the Tolos, and I'm at the McKinney Trades today selling my wares, all my wares except my underwears.
Huh.
And to my hero, I want to give a shout out to Bill Belichick.
There you go.
I'll be 70 on Thursday, and I'm working on them two sisters. Them 30-year-olds. Mm. So God bless Bill Belichick.
There he goes.
Today about a lady that's 23 years old that migrated from Russia in 1917, and she migrated to Seattle, and she had a tag around her neck to tell what her name was because she couldn't read or write or speak English. So she spent 20 years saving her money, $2,500. She moved from Seattle area to Chicago in 1937 and opened up a store selling used clothes. So they moved to the Midwest and opened up a clothing store. And in the basement, they rented the basement.
That's your 45 seconds, Kenny and Quinlan. Rules are rules. It's time now. We'll have to get the rest of the story next week. Here's Lucius.
The shot clock was going off.
Let's get John. John, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir? Let's go.
Johnny.
Hey, guys. Drinking water on my way to whiskey. Thanks for taking the call. Just want to make sure everyone in DFW knows the USA, a bunch of dudes that have full-time jobs, took a week off to go beat the crap out of Pakistan and cricket. If you haven't followed the game.
Oh, I love this.
It's like baseball, but weirder.
Yeah.
But anyway, I hope the Mavericks pull it off tonight. But again, don't sleep on cricket. Anytime the USA gets to go beat up on somebody, I'm in for the sport. I'll figure it out later.
Yeah, I hear you, dude. It looks pretty fun, too.
A damn good American.
Yeah, I love that.
Guys Big with win. Regular jobs getting the dub
yeah.
in the Cricket World Cup.
Black and gold. You're in a G-Bag Nation. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir? Black and gold.
What up, fellas? Man, I'm driving home, so I'm about 15 minutes away from cracking open the cold Yingling Light, barking up a big old fat bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I'm not giving up hope, man. I think tonight the Mavs begin history. We start making the history, and they win the first of four straight wins, man. Let's do it. Still got time to do it. We just ain't got no time to mess up. No more time to be playing around. So the song I'm going to recommend for Tolos is No Time by the Guess Who. Mm. Have a great weekend, fellas.
Thank you, sir. There yes. he goes. Yes. Black and gold bead. Time now for LA Live.
Yes.
Here's Lucius.
Let's go.
All right, you squares. Time is smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. Jeez. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
That's right. It's LA Live for Friday, June 14th. 2024, it's a freestyle Friday.
Ooh.
I'm going to unload some audio clips that have been sitting in my folder, making my folder heavy for too long. So I'm drop those clips on you if I get a chance to. Yeah, we made it, though. It's the weekend. Enjoy your liberty, your 48 hours of liberty, and avoid the law dogs. Don't crash out, people. Please don't crash out. Don't be a crash dummy this weekend because the judge will not see you until Monday. Speaking of crashing out, I got this clip right here. The Spring Break Girls,
Oh. They crashed out over the clout.
Yeah.
They crashed out over the clout. I'm sure the cartel is looking for them right now.
No. What's the craziest experience you've had on spring break?
We were in Miami last spring break, and a huge, like, 8 pounds of cocaine flew in, and we stuffed it in our bikinis.
And took it.
And sold it. We're, like, almost millionaires now.
So it was last year in Miami from Cuba. Yeah, it came in like, seaweed, and it floated onto the beach.
That doesn't sound real.
Look it up. Last year, 2023... Cuba, all the cocaine that floated into Miami.
Was this supposed to be a secret? Because it's not anymore.
It's fine now because it's like a year later. But at the time, no one was supposed to be on the beaches. But we'd go at night and shove it in our bikinis.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the cartel's looking for you, bro. You just did that all on camera. You say you still got money. What are you doing?
You tattled on yourself.
Don't crash out, people.
Don't do that.
Don't crash out. LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental. And their no-bill guarantee. Book online at KissableDental.com. Your kissable journey begins today. You are free for 48 hours. You are. You're free right now, so be careful with your freedom. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on The Fan here at 2:30. Hold on, girl.
Whispering.
Oh, my God.
That's the sound of freedom right there. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. Or you can follow us all at G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner, let's go to Sunday on The Fan with Red Medford, where fan phenom winner Blake put himself in a damn blender. He don't know where he at.
How close is Denver and Colorado?
What?
Huh?
What?
What did you just say?
What did you say?
That's marked. That's going to get marked.
Thanks for that.
Well, they're saying the Denver Nuggets. And Denver is the state. Colorado's the city. And it's the other way around. It's one of the two. I know it's one of the two. You're not going to get me.
No.
G-Bag of the Day will be tomorrow at 2:30 right here on The Fan.
Got it.
Just sending that one in now.
I just wanted to make sure we appropriated the Denver Nuggets.
You just said
appropriated to where?
We're appropriating. So it's Colorado's the state. I caught it then. Colorado's the state. Denver's the
state. You did not catch it. What do you mean?
I caught it. What do you mean?
Great news. Alec Medford in the building. He is hosting the Get Right tonight, and he'll be cross-talking with us in about an hour.
We'll go
inside his perspective on that.
Oh, my God.
Three-time G-Bag of the Day champion.
I need an old-school truck. A nice Regal. I'm telling you, bro. Have a girl with me. Well, my wife, excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a girl.
Yeah. Reach over there and hand me that cup right there, baby. Is it too cold for you in here? Hey, do you guys see that viral clip of the unseasoned freestyle battle? No. Unseasoned freestyle battle? Mm-hmm. Some girls, they were battling each other. It got really cringy. I'm just emptying out the clip. I'm just emptying out the clip.
I just have one final question. How can you call yourself an Aboriginal when you don't have any abs and you're not original?
That was good. Yeah.
My mama made me this headband. From what I understand, your mama made you. What the f*** JoJo?
Take your GED and your STD and kick rocks, mother f- before you RIP.
You can't rap, so go do some reps, you know? Work your biceps. Then next, climb up a flight of steps. I know that's sketchy, right? You went on a breaking neck, so you might want to stretch first. Then do some chest presses, you know? Work your pecs. Ha, forget it. That's probably too complex. You wouldn't want to break a sweat, so.
Unseasoned freestyle.
Nice.
I will delete that.
I'll do that.
Let's see what else I can delete out of the system now.
Do not delete Blake.
I won't do that one.
Yeah.
How about the 50 Cent AI country song?
No,
I heard it. But
it's
this
in the club. You heard that?
I've just a little sample.
Yeah, check this out. In the club, country style.
You can find me in the club, a bottle full of bub.
Let's go.
I'm into having sex. I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug if you're into getting rough. Go, shoddy. It's your birthday. We're gonna party like it's your birthday. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on the nubs. When I roll 20 deep, it's 29s in the club. My flow, my show brought me the dough that bought all my fancy things. My crib, my cars, my clothes, my jewels, and tight fitting jeans.
Let's go.
Yeah.
It's a fit. My cars, that's a win right there.
Yeah. Hey, check that Fantex wool chuck for that constable guy.
Oh, Constable
Scott. I feel like he told me, brought us and Gavin to screw ourselves.
he's a big
Constable
time
Scott.
I thought he was a good guy.
I did too. I didn't think
that he was a good guy.
Yeah. What happened, Constable?
What did we do wrong?
I don't know, man. Don't know. Just being alive, I guess.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Maybe I read it wrong.
Scott, don't come after my guys.
Well, you know,
you can come after Gavin and Brian.
But he can do what he got to do.
Oh, Lucius.
It's all gravy, baby. When I was like, oh. He was like, yeah, I love you two guys. The other three nuts.
Oh, okay, Lucius. Oh, yeah. Okay, I've understood this now. He's actually anti Broadus and Dawson. Lucius, fantastic as always.
Okay,
have a great weekend.
Okay. Well, damn, you still shot it.
He did shoot it too, but he didn't get the hat trick.
Damn, Constable. Nice.
Thank you, Constable.
Yeah.
Okay. Appreciate he just texted back. He said, "It talk to text sucks." Was supposed to say love Chief and Wolchuk as well as BB General and especially Lucius.
Oh.
Totally screwed up voice text. Oh. I swear.
Okay. I thought you was a good guy. Yeah. Bro.
He usually has sent love.
Yes.
He has.
Yes.
Sounds like a moonwalking situation to me.
He's crawfish.
He's crawfish.
Man, one of my dad's best friends was a constable. Well, is a constable. He used to pull up to the house all the time with that police car, the constable car.
Says the constable.
Like you're about to get served with some paperwork or something, but he's just outside talking to pops.
Okay,
coffee.
So that's what those guys are doing?
Yeah.
They're doing subpoenas and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see. Oh, I got this one right here. There's a Tolo that follows me on Instagram.
There's a lot of Tolos that follow you.
I followed her right back.
Ooh. Oh, nice. Ooh.
She sent me a song that she made, AI. She sent me an AI song about me.
Huh. Oh, cool.
Yeah. By the way, Broadus, this Tolo has an OnlyFans.
Does she?
Yeah, she does have an OnlyFans. Yeah.
I'll check with you on the way out.
I'll give it a few likes, you know.
I give it a few likes.
I'll give it a few likes.
Is it one of the feet ones or full bod?
Texas T-Mob is her nickname on here and this making a song. So it's about the T's.
Mm. It's about the T's.
It's about the T's.
Shout out to the T-Milk.
Mob.
Yeah. Let's listen to the song here.
All right, got it.
Saved a lot of money.
Yo, listen up, I got a tale to tell. Thou Lucius Alexander, he rings the bell on 105.3, where the fans all dwell. In the pimp cup zone, he casts a spell. Lucius Alexander in the house, daily live, dropping knowledge, making vibes from the pimp cup where he thrives. On the pimp cup where he thrives, on 105.3, he's the jive. He's smooth on the mic, got that flow so tight. In the studio, he's shining bright. With a live, he takes flight, bringing heat every single night.
Hey.
Nice, dude. That's good.
Yeah.
That is good. Where do we do that? Where can we make AI songs?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, man. I was going to hit her up and ask her.
Yeah.
That was really good.
I see a lot of people doing them now. And I'm like, is this difficult? Is this...
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what goes into it.
Expensive? Is it expensive? It probably sounds expensive.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
It sounds cool, man.
It is very cool.
My name hasn't been in a song since L.A. Snow dropped My Baby Daddy.
Nice.
Way back in the 90s, because, you know, my other name is LaPaul.
Uh-huh.
You said your baby daddy was locked up, but why? The first day y'all was at the mall.
You a lie.
Okay, then what his name?
LaPaul.
Yesterday you said his name.
What? Boy, all around school.
LaPaul.
I was LaPaul all around school. All right, Lord willing, the creek don't rise, y'all.
Ready?
That's my time. Yeah, already. We're getting up out of here, man. I got to get ready to hit that Chinese spot up.
Oh,
and,
gosh.
Get that crab rangoons, baby.
You already know, bro. And the fried chicken wings and some fried rice with some shrimp in it. Mmm. Mm.
Eating good.
Yeah. All right, Lord willing, creek don't rise. I'm gone.
There he goes. LA Live, Lucius Alexander, every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Is this Luke a failure? Exactly what we need. Let's talk finals with you next right here, the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.